Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Christina after this.
Thanks for calling Big Tobacco.
Hi, I received this bill saying I owe $548 for smoking-related expenses.
That's correct, ma'am. Smokers miss more work, which costs Oklahomans $1.73 billion in lost productivity per year. Also, smokers get sick, costing another $1.16 billion in medical expenses. In taxes alone, that comes out to about $548 per Oklahoma household.
But I don't smoke.
Whether you smoke or not, every Oklahoman pays the bill.
I'm not paying this bill.
Actually, you already did. Thank you for your call.
Hello?
We all pay the price. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
Neighbor, if you're the beef cattle business and not a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, my question to you is, why not? You know, OCA has been representing cattle producers and their families in Oklahoma City and Washington for over a half a century. Their 60th annual convention and trade show happened this summer in Midwest City. They're member-owned and member-driven. OCA has a weekly email update available for their members. You can visit okcattlemen.org for more information. OCA, riding for your brand. Continue to report from the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, talking with Christina Butts today from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Christina talking with us today about the HSUS-UEP deal from this last year that would dictate animal production practices in the egg laying industry. She believes this is not a good situation to set this precedent and actually codify it in federal law.
This is a dangerous, dangerous precedent for anybody involved in livestock or food production. You're absolutely right. July of last year, there was an agreement reached between the United Egg Producers and HSUS. Legislation has been recently introduced that would set forward federal production practices for laying hens. And listeners might be thinking, why is the beef industry concerned about a bill that's going to affect laying hens? Well, there are no federal legislation or statutes that dictate production practices for farm-producing, food-producing animals. So our concern is if we do get prescriptive legislation that tells cattle producers or anybody in the livestock industry how to raise their animals, when there's new science that becomes available or consumers' demands change to tell producers we want beef raised a certain way for this marketing opportunity, you're going to have to get more and new legislation to go through both the House and the Senate and pass by the President and into statute in order for you to make those changes. So the fact that this is going to be federal legislation for the first time ever setting forth production practices for food-producing animals, it really is going to open up Pandora's box. And what happens today to eggs really could happen tomorrow or a year from now for beef, pork, and other commodity groups.
The Committee of Jurisdiction, by the way, is the House Agriculture Committee. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, of course, chair of that committee. Very unlikely that he'll give any consideration to this measure being put forward and advocated by the HSUS. But down the road, clearly, HSUS has got in their sights a way to codify at the federal level their agenda.
HSUS has really not made it a secret that they've always wanted federal legislation. And what's unfortunate about this from our perspective is now they have an industry working with them to pursue this federal legislation. So our cattle producers are very concerned about this. And they have given us our marching orders in D.C. to do everything we can to make sure this legislation does not pass the House and is not considered even in a committee.
Christina Butts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. Clearly, HSUS would love the opportunity to tell animal agriculture the practices that they are allowed or not allowed to use. They'd like to do it through federal law. You've got the Beef Buzz on, Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
In Nashville, that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.